Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Coulter. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God, and we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today. A lot of people don't know who the real Jesus is. Who is the true Jesus? Now, Jesus warned his apostles that many would come in his name. And many means the majority. They would not be the truth bringers. Rather, they would deceive the majority of people in the world. So let me ask you a question. Do you know who the true Jesus really was and is? Was before he came into flesh, and who he is right now? Because if you don't, then you don't know the true Jesus. Now, this ties right in with our series that we have done on who and what is a true Christian. Because you cannot be a true Christian if you don't believe in the true Jesus. Don't you think that makes sense? Just like if you have counterfeit money, it can be almost exactly correct, but it's a fake. And a Christian is one who is to walk in the footsteps of Jesus Christ, to live by his word, to live by his example, to believe who he is, to repent and have been baptized, receive the Spirit of God, and you belong to Jesus Christ. But if you don't know who he is, some people think that Jesus did not even exist until he was conceived in the womb of the Virgin Mary. Well, that's not true. Now let's come to 1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter. You see, original true apostolic Christianity knew who Jesus was. They knew who the true Jesus was. And they understood that the false Christ that would come along were antichrists. And we have a full blossom of that today. Look at this put out by Newsweek magazine about Jesus, and then on the back side. What you see in the world today that is called Christian is not Christian. The world has been deceived and has accepted a false Jesus, a false Christianity. Oh, yes, they use parts of the Bible, but they don't obey God. Let me give you one simple clue. If there is idolatry, images, crosses, that does not represent the true Jesus Christ. And if you go to a church that is a Sunday-keeping church, that is not Christian, though they claim it is. Now, they may have some Christian values. They may believe in some of the commandments of God. But when it comes to the Sabbath day, that's a big stumbling block, isn't it? Oh, the church changed it. Really? If God gives a command, dare any man change it? And if he does, what does he do? He puts himself in the place of God. Now, I want you to think on that for a minute. And I want you to think also how much of the Bible, if you go to church on Sunday and listen to the sermons, how much of the Bible do they really, really use? Now, you've heard how the government does with documents that they don't want anyone to read. They redact them. That means they blank them out black. Ask yourself the question. When I go to my Sunday-keeping church, how much of the Bible do they redact and blank out? By it saying, oh, the Old Testament has been fulfilled. That was only for the Jews. We don't need to do that. Really? Why then is murder still a crime? Huh? Why is stealing still a crime? Why is lying still a crime? I mean, even in society, correct? You cannot have the true Jesus if the church you attend on Sunday, because Sunday is not the day that God established for the day of worship. It is the Sabbath. And I just want to inject it here that the Christian Biblical Church of God is not Seventh-day Adventist. We are not Jews for Jesus. Both those organizations, while they understand the Sabbath, one does not understand the true Jesus and has many false doctrines in it coming straight from the Catholic Church. And the Jews for Jesus, while they understand about the Sabbath, they don't want Christians to keep the Sabbath because that's only for the Jews. Both of those are wrong. So how confused is this world? Remember how many times we've read the scripture that ancient serpent called Satan and the devil is deceiving the whole world. If someone wants you to believe a lie, they try and make it as plausible as possible, correct? Yes. And they try and be as nice as possible, don't they? So you believe them. So even if they appear sincere, how deep is their sincerity? How deep is their conviction? How do con men get people to give them people's money? Because they're sincere. They're believable. They're nice. They present evidence. But they're liars and thieves. Now, if you're a Protestant minister, you need to ask yourself this question. How much of the Bible do I neglect and don't preach? And what do I really understand? And if you preach and believe in a Trinity, you believe in a false God and a false Jesus and a false Holy Spirit, because the Bible doesn't even have the word Trinity in it. Did you know that? Now, in the Bible that we produced, the Holy Bible in its original order, we show how the original Greek does not support a Trinity. It is a tradition of men borrowed from ancient Babylon. You don't know that because you have never proved it. You have never read The Two Babylons by Alexander Hislop. This is why we have it right on our church site, Church at Home. See, this world is in a mess and a quandary. And yet everyone thinks they're right. Now, when it comes to things out of the Bible, you need to follow the 14 rules of Bible study, and we have that available. You can download that. You can read those. You can follow those. You must let the Bible interpret the Bible. Never allow a tradition of men or an interpretation of men or a thought that someone says, well, my opinion is, well, my seminary taught me, well, the Pope says, the bishop says. And in all of those things, what do they avoid? They avoid, what does God say? Now, let me show you something very simple in 1 Corinthians 10, which helps answer the question, who is the true Jesus? Right here in verse 1, 1 Corinthians 10. Now, I do not wish you to be ignorant of this, brethren. Now, God doesn't want you to be ignorant of anything concerning the Bible. But you have to believe God. You have to know the true Jesus Christ. You have to keep the commandments of God. You have to practice the truth. You have to practice the will of the Father. Is that what you are doing? How can you practice the will of God if they leave out 80% of the Bible? Huh? How are you going to understand what's going on in the world if you go right along with the world's holidays of Halloween and Christmas and New Year's and Easter and Lent and all of those things? Those are all pure pagan. Oh, but my mommy and daddy did this and my family did this for centuries. Really? Does it make a truth? If you believe a lie for hundreds of years through many generations in a family, is it truth? Not maybe a tradition, but is it truth? Is it truth from God's word? Well, if you don't know, then you're ignorant. And Paul says, I don't want you to be ignorant, brethren. Now continuing verse 1, that our fathers were all under the cloud and all passed through the sea and all were baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and they all ate the same spiritual meat, for they all drank of the same spiritual drink, for they drank of the spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. Does that come like a bombshell to you? See, Jesus was the Lord God of the Old Testament. He was the one who spoke to Adam and Eve. He's the one who spoke to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and Moses, and all the prophets. A lot of people assume it was the Father. And a lot of people have the mistaken assumption, which is a mistaken assumption is believing a lie. Because you haven't proved the truth, see? And the Word of God is truth. If this is the inspired Word of God, which it is, and God is a God who cannot and will not lie, why then do men attribute lies in the Bible to God? Because they want you to believe their lies, so they accuse God of being a liar. Now, let's come to Matthew 11. Let's see something very interesting concerning the mission of Christ. Matthew 11, because a lot of people have the mistaken assumption that the God of the Old Testament was the Father. Notice what Jesus says here. At that time, Jesus answered and said, I praise you, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have hidden these things from the wise and intelligent and have revealed them to babes. And isn't it interesting? The wise and the intelligent? Who are the ones that confuse the truth of the Bible? The scholars, the ministers, the cardinals, the bishops, the pope. And the Catholic Church says, well, we could preach the gospel of Christ without the Bible. Do you understand that statement? Do you understand that that is a blasphemous, satanic lie? Now, most people just don't pay attention. They don't read and study the Bible. As a matter of fact, those who read and study the Bible regularly has dropped down to a very few percentage of Christians today. Do you read your Bible? Do you study your Bible? Do you prove all things out of the Bible? Do you know what is true? Do you know what is deceitful and lies? Well, you better start doing it, because the day of reckoning is coming. The day of reckoning is rapidly approaching. Now let's continue. Verse 26, yes, Father, for it was well-pleasing in your sight to do it. All things were delivered to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father. Neither does anyone know the Father except the Son and the one to whom the Son personally chooses to reveal him. Now that's quite a statement. The teachings of Christ reveal the Father. That means the Father was not the God of the Old Testament. That means that Jesus Christ, who was the rock, was the Lord God of the Old Testament. That's why we have found, and let's go back there to John, the first chapter, the Gospel of John. Now, I've talked to Protestants, and they have told me, it's amazing how little of the Gospel of John that they ever read and study in their Protestant churches. I wonder why. I'll tell you. Because it tells them to worship and serve the true God. And it tells them things concerning Christ, only part of which they accept. They like to accept the fact that Jesus was God before he became the Son of God. Now, Gospel of John, chapter 1 and verse 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Bible nowhere reveals at any time, in any place, that the Holy Spirit is God. And if it were God, why? And we'll see a little later on, it's the power of God. But here in the first chapter of the Gospel of John, it reveals two. One, who became the Word, and was the Lord God of the Old Testament. Two, the one who was revealed by Jesus, who is called our Father. Now think of that. Nowhere does the New Testament say God, the Holy Spirit. Only two, not three. Verse 2, he was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and not even one thing that was created came into being without him. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Jesus, as creator, the Lord God of the Old Testament, of heaven and earth. Let's see how Paul writes of it here, right in the first chapter of the book of Hebrews. You know, it's very interesting that if you're going to believe in God, believe in the Bible, well, you better be about studying it. Don't you think that that's an important thing to do? Why has God sent the whole Bible? And then men stand in the pulpit and say, well, you don't need to do this, and you don't need to do that, you don't need to do the other thing. You don't need to keep the Sabbath, but you can keep Sunday. That's a tradition of men. Let's put the shoe on the other foot and work it this way. Since you say the Sabbath was done away, let's do away with the commandment, you shall not murder. Now, the Catholics say, you shall not kill. Doesn't say that. Says you shall not murder. And so when it says you shall not kill, that's why they don't believe in the death penalty when God says for major crimes, execute them. Now, you go to the two-part series that we did on God's justice system, right, criminal justice system, right here on Church at Home. And that'll open your eyes. Hebrews, the first chapter, verse 1. God, who spoke to the fathers at different times in the past and in many ways by the prophets, has spoken to us in these last days by his Son. And we're going to answer the question, how did the one who was the Word, who was God, become a man? And why? Why does everything focus in on Jesus Christ and God the Father? Now, those are important questions we need to ask and answer, which we're going to. Because you see, here at Church at Home, we teach and believe in the Scriptures and Scriptures only. Likewise, with the Christian, biblical, Church of God. We are Christian because we follow Christ and believe Christ and walk in his footsteps. We are biblical because we believe that we are to use the whole Bible, Old Testament and New Testament, and it's all inspired of God and is what God gave us, and we need to know and understand all of it. Church, because when we come together as brethren having the Holy Spirit of God, we are the called out ones, the ecclesias, and we assemble together. of God, because it's not of Satan, it's not of Luther, it's not of Wesley. Do you understand that? It's not of England, it's not of Germany, it's not of Italy, it's not of the Pope. It is of God. And the two who are God the Father and Jesus Christ. So I challenge you, if this, what I'm bringing today, upsets you, and you think I'm wrong, well then prove me wrong. But you won't be able to. Now let's continue. Verse 2, whom he has appointed heir of all things, by whom he also made the ages or the worlds, the ages of time, who, being the brightness of his glory and the exact image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, that means the whole universe, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. The true God the Father and the true Jesus Christ. That's the whole central point of being a Christian. And to be a Christian, you have to answer the call of God. And you have to be properly baptized in a covenant baptism, and then you have direct access to the throne of God in heaven above spiritually. So when you pray, your prayers go right to God the Father and Jesus Christ, and Jesus is our intercessor and our Savior, and they answer the prayers. God works through human beings and circumstances. And that's exactly how he answers. So there, Jesus Christ is at the right hand of the majesty on high. Now be sure and ask for our books. Here's the one you need, The Day Jesus the Christ Died. We'll send it to you free. Here's another one you need immediately if you don't have it. Lord, what should I do living in this deceived world? Now, let me encourage you to go to our other website, cbcg.org, and there you will find nearly 2,000 sermons that go in great detail into the Bible to understand the Bible, and it's far more in-depth than any university course you could take. Yet it is understandable because it is the Word of God. So once again, thank you for inviting me into your home. So this is Fred Coulter saying, so long, everyone. Until next time.